Righto, Michael Hawkes is joining us from most likely the middle of Rose Hill as well for track work. Morning, Mike.
Morning, Andrew. How are you going?
Yeah, very well. Geared up for a strong day's racing, none bigger than the Golden Rose. How's exceedance on the morning of?
Yeah, he's great. He's nice and relaxed. Can't bolt the horse. He's full of life. He's bouncing around and looking forward to today.
Tommy's got a little bit of thinking to do. I know it's only eight runners, but he's got a bit of... Well, I suppose you've got to think in every race, but I just thought he had a little bit more to do today.
Jockey's thinking, Duff, come on.
But still, he can flop out the back.
No, he's going to answer it. Yeah. Come on, he's going to let him...
Listen, everyone thinks this horse is a back marker. Now, he's been running over 11 and 1,200. Today's a different race. Now, he was only three lengths off Bivouac last start. So... Yep. You know, 1,400 is a totally different race to what he's been racing in. So, now, you know what? The instructions won't change. How he jumps is how he rides him. Now, it's going to be for the first 50, 60, 70 metres, that's up for Tommy to work out where he needs to be in this sort of race. Every other start will be no different, what I've said. Go out, worry about your own horse, do your own thing. Let him do what he needs to do. Pretty simple.
Yep. And I know you only go race to race, but if he happened, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but he happened to win today, could he be an Everest horse?
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
Righto. And just watching, I mean, you know Rose Hill, the rail goes back into the true for the first time in 7 weeks. So you probably would have had a look at the track in whatever time period, but do you think it's going to be fair right across, Mike, the way it walks?
Oh, look, I think so. You know, obviously last start with the track bias and, you know, we don't like to see those things, but it did suit on-speed runners. All you're asking for today, I think, is a fair playing field. It's gone back to the truth. You know, it's been a cracking day out here. You know, so with a bit of wind, I think it'll probably get to a three, more like it. And end of the day, so long as everything gets their chance, but, you know, as I said, it's so long as he gets in the right rhythm of where he needs to be, that's up to Tommy to work out.
Dirty work in race three. He's a horse with talent. You've thrown a set of blinkers on him today.
Yeah, he is. He got beat by a fair horse in Sangria, which obviously came out and won at Canterbury during the week and when he got beat at Hawkesbury. But he had bivouac form. Look, he ran good that day at Hawkesbury and we've put the blinkers on. He's drawn well. Look, he's a rough chance. If he actually puts his mind to it, he could figure in the finish. So, I wouldn't underestimate the horse, but at the same token,
we can leave.
You know, it's up to him.
Leave him off. And dyslexic. No, geez, have you had a more unlucky horse than dyslexic?
I don't think I've ever had anything to do with a more unlucky horse. Stuff. I get sick of saying it. It's like a broken record. I think I keep listening to myself, but you know, he's just had no luck. Just everything's gone pear shaped for it in every run. Bad barriers. I don't know. Just. You know, last start, just should have won. I think it was ever a good thing beat it was her. Just had no luck up the straight. To Jay's credit, everyone gave him a bit of flack about it too, but it wasn't his fault. It was just the way the race panned out. So today, different story, 1,400. She's drawn a good barrier. I think it's an even race, to be honest. I know they're all saying enticing star, but you know what? There's a horse called Dyslexic that's just ready to win.
Yeah, for sure. And you got this lovely mare in the last... Amangiri, she did a great job to go as far as she did in her first preparation. Is Mum going to be happy after the last?
Oh, well, Mum and the wife, I don't know how we're going to be after the last. We'll see how we go. So it'll be one or the other. I can't go to either one's house. But look, her prep, last prep was great. We probably put the owner's hat on more so than the trainers for her last start going to Adelaide. Probably one run too many. But you're only three once and you've got to have a crack at these things. And she's actually came back. We gave her a good long spell. She's come back in great form. She's had one good solid trial. She's had a jump out at home. 1,400, you know, it will suit her down to the ground. She's drawn well, got a lightweight. She's a great chance.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay.
A late nom. Did you have another race picked out for her before this one? Or I just see she was a late nom for this race.
Yeah, she was a late nom. Honestly, we were thinking about running her probably next week in the 1,200, which was probably a bit short for her. And we just wanted to give her an extra week. And, you know, when the noms came up, they're only small. It hasn't affected her in any way. And we thought, you know what, 1,400, why not? You know, it's 2 weeks for the angst if we go that way. And we'll work it out. But, yeah, can't fault it for today.
Beautiful.
And can we ask about Rock? Has come through the Cameron okay, I hope, a week out from the Tab Epsom?
No, he's flying. He's done a great job, this horse, to come from where he's come from. And his win was really good. It mightn't have been the best Cameron field I think we've ever seen, but in saying that, it's the way you do it. He was back three deep, third last, circled the field and ran good time and put him away. So he's got in with a lightweight and, you know, he's probably looking for the mile, and it's an opportunity that you can't pass up, and he's made the field, so why not have a go?
50.5 kilos. It reads pretty good with a top weight of 57.
Yeah, it does. You know, we've got Kieran McAvoy to ride, and we're just sort of seeing where he's at the moment with his weight. But, look, he can ride light, and you don't get many opportunities to beat the handicapper at any time. So to get him with a lightweight, you know, him and Coldy, for that matter, he's got in with a lightweight too, and he's going great. So, look, it's going to be a classy field, but, yeah, it's a big step up for him, but he deserves a crack at the Group 1.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, we can't wait to see these three-year-olds clash. There's only eight of them, but they're the star three-year-old group, and we can't wait for it. Good luck today.
Thanks, guys.